Well, it's actually a tale of a couple different stories because the top end and certainly other parts of northern Australia are seeing significant rainfall deficits for the wet season to date. However, because of all that rain we got through December and that monsoon burst, we've actually got some patches at the southwest sort of base of the top end extending into central parts of the territory, which saw well above average rainfall. So for the most part in the north, definitely much below average. But there are some patches across the territory in central parts and along the eastern border where they're actually above average. And it's all a legacy of that major rainfall event we had in December.
Daily Waters sticks out for me. It's got almost double its average rainfall.
Exactly, yeah. So there were a few spots there that just with the focus of those really heavy rains, and as we know, there was terrible flooding in the Daly Waters region and other places as well, just really copped it with that deluge in late December. But a lot of the top end just missed out completely, and they're the ones that are really suffering with the rainfall deficits at the moment.
There are so many cattle stations in the Northern Territory desperate for some more rain. What is the 3-month outlook?
It's a bit of a mixed bag. I'd say overall it's not looking great. We've really got to hope that we see a pickup in the middle to the second half of this month. So March is looking like our best prospect for some rain. There's still a possibility of seeing another monsoon burst over northern Australia, and that would definitely be our best chance of seeing some widespread rainfall and go some way towards fixing up all these rainfall deficiencies. Although having said that, I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to bring us up to average over parts of the top end. But certainly that's our best chance. The Bureau released its 3-monthly rainfall outlook during last week, and it's not a pretty picture for most of the north. So chances are we will see below average rainfall over the next 3 months. So we've just really got to hope that we do see a pickup in rainfall in middle and second half of March, and that looks like probably being our best chance.
So where is the monsoon trough? I think it was Billy Lynch who yesterday told us it's gone missing.
It has. It has. So it briefly formed over northern Australia earlier in February, but then we had those cyclones over each side of the continent. So Winston over in the east and Uriah over in the west, and they became the focus of the weather. So they took the monsoon away from the Northern Territory, and we basically missed out on what could potentially have been a good burst of monsoon rainfall then. And basically, the broader scale climate factors mean that the monsoon has just vanished for now, and our best chance of it coming back would be in that second half of March. So we just haven't seen anything close to a well-organized monsoon trough over the Northern Territory since about Christmas time now.
Yeah. So the Madden-Julian Oscillation, the MJO, is it due back into our part of the world in a couple of weeks' time, is it?
Yes, so that's really what we have to hang our hat on. We're still in an El Niño, so basically, in the absence of a Madden-Julian oscillation, we're likely to see drier than average conditions. But if this Madden-Julian oscillation does get its act together and strengthens as it comes over our neck of the wood, that's our best chance for a monsoon onset. And at this stage, thinking that it might be in the northern Australian region from about the middle of March. So the models aren't painting it as looking particularly strong at this stage, but things can change quite rapidly with that. But that's really what we need to count on at this stage.
And is that last chance?
I would think so. We're really getting too late into the season. Even the second half of March is sort of, you're starting to get into some pretty tenuous late part of the wet season. I would say if we don't get anything in March, almost definitely we're not likely to see anything in April. We're just leaving it too late by then.
This below average rainfall for most of the top ends being coupled with some really high temperatures. A few records have been broken, is that right?
Oh, lots of records. February in particular was particularly warm over the top end. I'd say I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see about 20 sites break their February records for maximum temperatures. Lots of places are going to see their minimum temperatures get a nudge as well for that February record. And just way above average. So the territory overall hasn't been this warm since about 1998, which again was the another El Nino year, and it's just been pretty warm from the top end, but extending right through into the southern half of the territory as well.
So going back to that 3-month outlook, are we expecting above average temperatures?
Yes, we are. It's totally unequivocal for the whole 3 months and each of the months within that 3-month period, looking at high probabilities of above average maximum and minimum temperatures. So it's not a pretty picture for people who are already suffering through a pretty torrid wet season in the north.
What can you tell those in the red centre?
Well, there is some good news for people in the centre. So while March is not looking like it's going to be anywhere near average rainfall, there's a chance that in April, certainly based on the Bureau's recent outlook, that they might see above average rainfall. So typically when we do have a breakdown of an El Nino, much of southern and central Australia does see above average rainfall. And we couple that with the warm Indian Ocean waters at the moment, which act as a moisture source. There's a strong signal towards above average rainfall over central parts of the country. So southern parts of the territory are looking like April could be a wetter than average month. Unfortunately, the temperatures are not going to be so friendly. So like the rest of the territory, looking at above average maximum and minimum temperatures right through the next 3 months.
Thanks for your time on the Country Hour today, and thanks for all the number crunching that you've done for us. We've put a lot of those stats and facts up on our website, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, Matt.